From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A security measure clears Congress. The U.S. Congress completed action Tuesday to end the government's collection of telephone call data and to turn the task over to American telephone companies. The Senate voted 67-32 in favor of the legislation already approved by the House. It goes now to President Barack Obama for his signature. World Football Federation President Sepp Blatter resigned Tuesday amid an unfolding corruption scandal. Here's reaction from Greg Dyke, the chairman of the English Football Association.
And it is a deeply flawed, possibly corrupt organization that needs a lot of work. And that wasn't going to happen while he was there.
Blatter was re-elected to a fifth term as president just 4 days ago. He ordered an extraordinary Congress of the Football Federation to choose a new president. He said he will retain presidential powers until then. The acting director of U.S. airport security has been removed from his job after undercover agents succeeded in carrying fake explosives and weapons through security checkpoints 67 out of 70 times in recent tests. Homeland Security Chief Jay Johnson said he has reassigned the airport security official, Melvin Carraway, to another position within the Department of Homeland Security. Johnson named a new interim TSA chief, its current acting deputy director, Mark Hatfield. Boko Haram militants Tuesday attacked the Nigerian city of Maiduguri. The city is slated to host a new base of operations aimed at defeating the Islamist group. Reports from the city say fighters used rocket-propelled grenades in the attack, but were unable to advance beyond the city limits. This is VOA News. The U.S. Embassy in Burundi says it continues to urge President Pierre Nkurunziza to abandon his attempt to run for a third term in office. The U.S. Embassy in Bujumbura says Mr. Nkurunziza's plans violate the agreement that ended years of violence in Burundi and could endanger the country's stability. The embassy statement said the conditions for free, fair, transparent, and credible elections do not exist in Burundi at present. The UN Refugee Agency reports heavy fighting and lack of food in two South Sudanese states are forcing more people to flee their homes. Lisa Schlein reports.
A surge of fighting between South Sudan's government and rebel forces has uprooted tens of thousands of people in Unity and Upper Nile states since the start of April. It also has forced aid organizations in the region to withdraw. As a consequence, the UN Refugee Agency reports 650,000 people have not received critical humanitarian aid. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says there was a sharp increase in the number of people fleeing to neighboring Sudan, Ethiopia, and Uganda in May. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Afghanistan confirms the United States and Qatar have agreed to extend travel and monitoring restrictions on five senior Taliban officials who were released last year in exchange for captured American soldier. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The United States has acknowledged Qatar authorities have agreed to maintain restrictive conditions on the five Taliban individuals, saying Afghan leaders have also been engaged in the discussions. But neither side had disclosed terms of the new understanding that followed the expiration of the one-year travel ban on Sunday. During a news conference in Kabul, Foreign Ministry spokesman Ahmad Shakib Mustaghani disclosed the U.S. and Qatari governments have agreed to extend the restrictions. The spokesman said the five Taliban officials would remain in Qatar for another year. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
Rescue crews in central China continued Tuesday to search for survivors of a passenger ship that sank during a storm on the Yangtze River. The Xinhua News Agency says only 14 people of the 450 aboard have been rescued. Seven bodies have been recovered so far. The Associated Press says the FBI is operating a small air force with scores of low-flying planes across the country using video and sometimes cell phone surveillance technology. It says the planes are listed as being from bogus companies that are actually fronts for the government. The surveillance equipment is used for specific investigations. An AP review found that during a 30-day period, the FBI flew above more than 30 cities in 11 states across the country. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.